Hey everyone, how you doing out there? It's Era Jackson and Carrie Rikards. We're here with Infinitely More Life and Mercy's Light Family. We have a surprise for you. What you got, Carrie?
I got our first shipment. Of our I Am Enough in Christ daily devotional books.
365 days of scripture, and guess what? Coloring pages are in there too. Not 365 days worth, but enough to keep you busy.
Absolutely. I've been waiting to open this so I could share it with Era and all of you today.
Oh boy, here we go. Drum roll.
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh. They're gorgeous. Ooh,
look at it.
Amazing. I feel like Vanna White.
I know, hey.
Or is that Vanna Black?
Either way. They're both good. Here they are.
They're gorgeous. Look at these beautiful pastel colors. These are the Infinitely More Life colors, teal and purple.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Daily devotional. Let me look and see where the coloring pages are. Because you know me, I like to color.
Oh, you know what?
These flowers are gorgeous. Look at that.
I know, aren't they?
Great job.
Yeah. We had an amazing graphic artist, Katie, who has been helping us.
Thanks, Katie.
Yes. Katie, thank you.
Awesome.
This book was not easy, especially having these pages that have like these flowers going off the edges that you can color even daily if you want to. And of course, there's the first devotional
right
in there. It's written by, let's see, Shawnee, me, Tracy Weber, and Denise Meyer. So we all teamed up together. So our lives are different, all three of our lives. Some of us have grown kids. Some of us are in the midst of parenting.
Right.
Some of us have
adoptive kids, special needs kids. So lots of different genres there.
And backgrounds, for sure. Just very diverse. Some with police in their family and just lots of different situations. So,
Look at that. September says you are free. Look at that.
Yeah, that's right. We should look at today's. So here's just an April one. They're just super fun. Great. Again, there's 365, so one for each day. You can see at the top. It's got, and they actually go off of our petals on our shirts that we have, as well as our devotional cards that we have, little scripture cards that talk about who we are in Christ. And so there's 12 different topics.
I am loving these titles. Look at this. July 11th, Conquering Your Thoughts. And hey, Conquering Your Thoughts, we have an October 7-week series coming up about that. It's called Mind Control. Change your thoughts, shift your thoughts, change your life.
It'll be awesome. Whatever the title is, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. It'll be on our podcast. Come join us. Subscribe to our podcast. Our podcast is called Impart, Inspire, Influence, and Impact with Infinitely More Life. You can find us on iTunes, Apple, Spotify, or whatever your favorite podcast platform is.
Absolutely. Books are available at Amazon, so get yours today. Great Christmas gifts, great birthday gifts, great gift for yourself right now, just to get back in the Word of God after the year we've had. So be inspired, be encouraged, be impacted.
Absolutely. Take care. All right, everyone. So welcome back again. Impart, Inspire, Influence, and Impact with Infinitely More. And I'm your host, Era Jackson, joined by Chu Allegra, our counselor of Grace and Hope Counseling. We're going to talk about where you can find her and where you can get follow-up care through her individually as well as group, and her books and her website and things like that. Chu, I want to ask you something. When a person is stuck with that emotional turmoil and they decide to acknowledge they need help, what's that process look like? What say, for instance, I came to you and I said, Chu, girl, I'm a mess. I need some help. What's the first thing you do? What's the assessment? How does that work? What does a counseling session look like?
Yeah, so usually when I hear that, I ask them if they have about 15 minutes for us to just kind of unpack that. And it's not a full session, but that gives me an idea of where they are and where they want to be. And because if you can't, it's just like your GPS, right? If you tell your GPS, I want to go, I don't know, to the next town over, whether it's, you know, it's Boston, whatever, wherever it is we want to go. Your GPS will ask for your starting point, right? In order to, you know, to kind of lay that trajectory for you, so you know, again, point by point turn, how to get to you know, the city that you're trying to get to or the next town over. So that first call, so everybody just gets that 15 minute, you know, call with me, and it's free, and you know, don't have to pay for that. But it gives both of us a chance to see, you know, one, if this is something that I feel equipped to do with you, or two, for you also to feel like if my personality will work well with yours. If this is, and it's not just about, you know, getting someone that has the knowledge or someone that has the skill, someone that has the wisdom to walk with you. But if you feel like you cannot walk together, then don't walk together at all. You know, and sometimes,
you know what, I'm telling you right now, I love that. You know what, that is so important, because a lot of counselors or people in any profession, whether it's a carpenter, a construction person, they will take your money and maybe not even be equipped to do what you need. I love that you assess if you're even equipped to handle their need, because you don't want to do them a disservice or a harm.
Right. Yeah, that's what it comes down to. And also,
that's called being ethical. That's morals and ethics. That's it right there.
Yes. And just because, and sometimes it's not just because I can do something. There's sometimes, you know, yesterday, for example, I had a session with a client of mine that she'd been working for me for a few months now. And, you know, we work so well together. And then she brought up something that she needed help with. And I told her that I can do this part with you, but I want you to seek outside help for the other part. Why? Because just because I can work with her for that. But I know, one, it's maybe not my specialty. Someone else can do it better. And then two, I don't want, if it's something, for example, that I know that it's not my specialty, I don't want to interfere with what we're trying to do or all the work that she's already done with me. So it's okay for me to acknowledge that I don't want to, you know, this is not something that I feel comfortable working with you on. And sometimes also it might just be personality. Because, you know, I tell people I'm very transparent. People, you know, love that about me. But also, you know, people who even come to my, or just, it might just be a workshop that's not supposed to be a counseling thing. It's like personal development. But I bring my entire self to the session, to the meeting, to wherever I go. So people need to be willing to accept all of me, you know, when we're working together. So if I'm sensing that there's like people are not ready, sometimes like I want this, but so I tell them, well, this is what the sessions look like. We're gonna meet weekly. We know we're gonna, I give homework at the end of each session. They're like, oh, really? That body language tell me you're not ready. You know, I won't be scheduled with you. So I'll say, well, go think about it. You go pray about it. I'll pray about it too. And then we'll talk, we Zoom, you know, we'll visit this later. So that first 15-minute call is good for you. It's good for me, you know, to kind of assess if we're going to be a good team to work towards this common goal that you, the goal, your goal, but it becomes our common goal because we're working on it together. You're not working on it alone. And then if that all goes well, we schedule a session. And with the beauty of technology, I can meet with people anywhere. And like you mentioned earlier in the beginning, I counsel girls from Kenya twice a week. And I'm here in the U.S., you know, so I use Zoom. I can connect with anyone anywhere in the world as long as they have the internet, you know, internet connection. So then we meet on Zoom. When we start, in the beginning, I do, depending on what their needs are, we do different assessment. I have one that just assess your level of stress, level of depression, and level of anxiety. And that gives us kind of your starting point. Okay, I'm very, very goal-oriented, and I, because emotions are so... they're not concrete, right? They're fluid. They're in, so the abstract. So doing those evidence-based assessment helps me and you quantify where you are. And as we work together, we do the same assessment, you know, a few weeks in into our work together for you to identify and notice your progress. You know, and sometimes our people will say like, oh my goodness, I still felt like nothing has, the one that often gets to me that, you know, makes me happy, I guess. People say, well, nothing has changed, but how come my score looks lower? And I say, okay, so how are you, I tell them, I know the answer, but I want you to think, you process this way. And they're like, well, my situation's the same. I still have a crappy boss and still gets on my nerves. And the kids still don't listen at home, but I've changed. And then I say, bingo, that's the work. Because you can control everybody out there, but you need to do the work in yourself first. And as you start working on yourself, you start, again, things around you start to look different, although they're still the same sometimes, right? Because you, the way you are seeing yourself and the way you're seeing the situation is different. So the way you address it is different. So yeah, so we do the assessment. We meet on Zoom. And I tell people, this is their life. And I'm just a partner on that journey. I just walking alongside them. Mm-hmm. They set the goals, you know, so mm-hmm. the person set the goals themselves. And if I ever say or suggest something that they're not comfortable with, I say, let me know. However you let me know, then mm-hmm. both of us walking into this thing, me assuming that you agree, and then you're not making any progress. That's not my role right. here. That's not what I want to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I tell people also, right. we can only do as much work as you're willing to reveal
mm-hmm.
the impact, reveal the depth of your need. If you want to be superficial about everything, you're going to get superficial healing. You might put a Band-Aid on the cut, but inside is an infection.
Right.
And that doesn't help you. So I tell people, you have to be open and willing to share. And I know it takes time to build that trust. So that's why we start with the assessment. So you see where you are. And I start helping people first to see who they are in Christ, that they have so much more going on for them than whatever the problem is, right? And we strengthen their spiritual practices so they feel connected to God, so that no matter what else happens, they feel secure and grounded. And then we start mm-hmm. tackling whatever it is that they're struggling with. You know, and it's, I said, we talk about it. I do a lot of assessments with people. I do a lot of exercises with like worksheets that we do together. I share my screen. We go through it together, help people process that, you know, knowing mm-hmm. who they are, what their values are, and what are those things that are pulling them away from their values. Because sometimes we might call it depression, we might call it stress, we might call it frustration, but often it's still impacting us when it doesn't align with the values that we have for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Right? So these are ideal. This is my ideal. This is how life should be. This is where I am. That gap in the middle there, that disappointment, is usually where all the stress, all the emotions lie. Right? Mm-hmm. The frustration will be there. The stress will be there. The anxiety, the depression, it lies between your reality and your reality down here. Sorry, and expectation up here. So we need to kind of unpack what's hiding underneath there. And then we look at maybe things in the past that are impacting how you're seeing life today. And so it looks different for each person. I have clients who I've worked with, maybe they came from one session, like, oh, I'm good. I got what I needed. And they're going the main way and they're doing fine. I have clients who work for me for 2-3 months and then they're fine. And they're like, I've got what I need. I move forward. And I also have clients who work with me for a year and, you know, or more. And it's, and the way it starts, I tell people, it's not about comparing what they did. And I feel like I still want to be growing. So we could start, most of people who work with me for a year, it's like we start at a weekly session, and then we go to every other week, and then sometimes we go once a month. Even those clients that maybe came and saw me once, they always know, everybody knows that they can pick up the phone or text me or email me and book a session anytime. My doors are always open. Mm-hmm. But my role from the get-go, I tell people, my job is to make you fire me. And people laugh. It's like, how can you say that? You can't make any money in this business if you're going to be asking people to fire you. I say, well, because if you don't fire me, that means I'm not giving you enough tools that you need to do to grow and do, meet That's those goals amazing. That you have. And I also get it that sometimes I can give the person so many tools and, we're working for stuff, we're breaking, the breakthrough is right there and they're not willing to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And that because at that point too, exactly. So
they're afraid of either acknowledging that they finally are free, and they're afraid of the freedom.
Yes, yes. So sometimes I say, let's put this aside. What are you afraid of? And then we just deal with that fear. That could be 1, 2, 3, 4 sessions, because there's a lot to unpack there. But the goal is that, after working with me, that you have what you need to work for life. And you can, like I say, people can come back anytime. And a lot of my clients, so they might have done counseling with me and then they come back for life coaching, work on, maybe it was the counselors for trauma or, relationship issues. And then now they're coming for life coaching to start a business, to write a book, to, find a new career. So now they're like, now that I've got this freedom, where do I live for me? I want to live fully. And then we can explore that as well. So so it looks different for each person, but the goal for me is for you to be the best version of yourself, for you to access the abundant life that is yours in Christ.
That is so amazing. I'll tell you what, let me first of all say, you completely summed up the whole podcast series in this segment, because it when you said that, the person said, I still have a crappy boss, my kids still aren't listening, my relationship is still not the best, but I have changed. That's why we are doing this podcast series. It is about mind control. If you shift your thoughts, you change your life.
Yes.
And that's exactly what your clients are doing. They're shifting their thoughts. And it's impacting and changing their lives, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, and when you were talking about the difference between your reality and your desires, your goals, and that gap mm-hmm. in the middle, you're right. That healing is in that middle, and that's that deep down in the trenches. Superficial is all great, but if you mm-hmm. don't dig deep, and Carrie Reichardt's talked about that in her podcast mm-hmm. talk with me about owning your story. Are you going to let it own you? Or are you going to own it? Are you going to go mm-hmm. revisit whatever it was that did whatever it did to you, not to camp out there and wallow in it, but to control it, change it, and use it mm-hmm. to your benefit?
Yes. Yeah.
And if you're not controlling it, it's controlling you. That means mm-hmm. that you're not shifting your thoughts. You're not changing your life. You're not controlling your mind. It's mm-hmm. controlling you. And you summed it all up right there. I tell you what, it was something else. And you know, that emotional lab work you talked about, mm-hmm. that's amazing. Because I called it emotional lab work because your first assessment is a baseline. Mm-hmm. That's your baseline blood work. Mm-hmm. And then you go on this, you know, diet and you take out your gluten and you take out your carbs and you take out your sugar. And then you go back for that, you know, first assessment. Then you can check it and compare it to your initial baseline. It's the same yeah. thing with your assessments. You do that initial one, mm-hmm. and then you do these strategies and these tools and this homework, and then you come back for a checkup and you see where your new emotional lab work compares to your first initial lab work assessment. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
That's the process.
I'll tell you what, let's ask you, where can we find you? You have books on Amazon. You have a website. Mm-hmm. What else do you have? You have Instagram.
Yeah, right? So I'm all over the place. I have a podcast. I have Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, a few places on Facebook. But I think the best way to find me, the best place, like, you know, my hub, if you want, my home, my virtual home, is my website. So if you go to Grace and Hope Consulting, .com mm-hmm. on there you can find everything. Do you find, you know, services for individuals, services for churches? I actually do groups for churches, mm-hmm. and sometimes individual counseling as well for churches. I do, and then there's also a tab for organizations and businesses where I go and do work for them as well, helping, you know, the employee distress and, you know, and reduce stress and work well together, work on communication, and I, you know, take care of their mental health and all that, and also do a lot of work around inclusion and diversity. So mm-hmm. those tabs are there. There's a tab for speaking, you know, for people who want to connect with me about speaking engagement. And then there's also a tab for books. I think it's on the writing. And then there's, you know, books by Shu. And then there's different books that I've, you know, written and published with others. And then there's also mm-hmm. a whole page for publishing. Just for those of you who are like, I just, you know, I want to write a book. And, you know, where do I go mm-hmm. from there? So the website will be that's where you find all of that. And then at the bottom, okay. at the footer of the website, there are links to the podcast, to the YouTube channel, to the Instagram and the Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh my goodness gracious. I'll tell you what, we could talk another hour. We really could. I love talking to you every time we get yeah. together. And, you know, we love you here at Infinitely More Life and all the work you do with the young girls in Kenya, and just devoting your time to them those two times a week and mm-hmm. just pouring into them. And we are looking forward to so much more with you, and we appreciate you and love you so much.
Yeah. Well, I love you too. And for me, it's a pleasure, it's an honor to be part of Finley Moore and, you know, to serve God's people this way. So thanks for having mm-hmm. me as part of the team.
Well, we love it. I want to thank you for joining me today. I want to thank all of our listeners and viewers for joining us today. This was the final week of our workshops and our speakers for this podcast series, Mind Control, Shift Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. Next week, we're going to wrap it up. It'll be Stephanie and myself She and I did the intro week. We laid the foundation to what to expect. And next week, we're going to come back and we're going to sum it all up, wrap it all up, remind you where you can find each of our speakers, and just look at how everyone's conversation really did intertwine with each other. And once again, no speaker knew what the other person was going to talk about or present. Yeah. And we love it when God works together this way. We just love it when a plan comes together. And we appreciate every single one of you guys that joined us this week, you ladies that joined us this this series and everything. So join me next week. I'm your host, Era Jackson, Influence Impact with Infinitely More Life. And we're going to wrap this up next week with Stephanie. Y'all take care. We'll see you next week.